Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, and this is Pat Iyer. You know, in our interview format that we have on Mondays, I like to bring in guests who share their expertise about various aspects of being in business and how to utilize those skills as a legal nurse consultant. I went to the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference not long ago and met Karen Yankovich, who is the president of Uplevel Media, which is a social media marketing agency that delivers profitable, cutting-edge digital strategies. Karen is an internationally recognized LinkedIn evangelist and social media consultant who is an expert at helping businesses use LinkedIn and a range of other social spaces in a profitable way. Her latest venture is called Get Seen, Be Heard, and it provides social media and do-it-yourself PR training to thousands of members. Karen is a popular trainer, an international speaker, and her social media advice and expertise can be found in guest contributions to organizations and sites such as DailyWorth.com, Huffington Post, Social Media Examiner, and Career Talk Radio on Sirius XM. Karen, I appreciate that you've had a chance to block a little bit of time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
Oh, Pat, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
What Karen and I discussed in the focus of our conversation today was on LinkedIn and how it is used in a social media way and how it is used by independent business owners or people who are building businesses looking for how to tap its power. Tell us, Karen, why LinkedIn? What does this platform offer that other forms of social media do not?
You know, Pat, I don't even really look at LinkedIn as social media, truthfully. I really look at LinkedIn as digital networking. So what LinkedIn offers that other social spaces don't is a place for you to shine your personal brand. And if you are doing any digital marketing in 2017, 2018, and beyond, and even if you're not, but you're in the digital space, you're opening yourself up to people throwing your name in a Google search and seeing what comes up. And what LinkedIn does is it gives you the opportunity to tell people what you want them to know about you when they do that. So just from a simple first step perspective, that's what LinkedIn offers that other platforms don't. It offers you the opportunity to really shine a strong and expert and confident personal brand.
Let's talk about that in relation to the branding as well as the connection with other people. We know that there are millions and millions of people on LinkedIn as well as on other forms of social media like Facebook, Instagram, and other types of platforms. How do you find and connect with the people on LinkedIn that you are interested in doing business with or think will help you in a business sense?
Well, remember, Pat, that the first thing that you need to do is take control of your profile, because anything else we talk about is going to be more successful if you've first taken the time to create a strong profile. If you reach out to somebody and you have a profile that has dust bunnies on it, looks like it hasn't been updated in 10 years, they're not going to be as inclined to want to get to know you as if you have taken the time to create a profile that talks about all of your accomplishments and achievements and awards and, you know, and looks very well taken care of, right? So the first thing that everyone needs to do is do that piece of it. But that only really has to get done once, and then you can just kind of tweak it and update it as life changes. From that point, what you want to do is you want to think about the kinds of people that would be valuable to your business over the next 6 months to a year, not necessarily tomorrow. You know, of course we can do that. If somebody says to you, I want to interview on Thursday and I'm going to be looking at your LinkedIn profile, yeah, you're going to go scrambling and try and update it and maybe get some recommendations. But in an ideal world, you want to have enough time to kind of think about what kinds of things are coming up in the next few months that you might be participating in and start to connect with those people. And so think about this from the perspective of like, so Pat, you and I met at a conference. An ideal way to do this is to say, okay, I'm going to the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference in a month and a half. Let me start to connect with all of the other speakers that are going to be there. Because if I connect with them now on LinkedIn, I'll already have a little background knowledge of them when I get there. Maybe we'll even know a little about each other. So when we meet in person, it's a little bit of a warmer connection, right? So think about those kinds of things. What do you have coming up in the next few months? And start to build out your network that way. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a conference that you're speaking at. If you're going to a conference that, you know, I do a lot of speaking, and this almost never happens for me. So if you did this, you would stand out from the crowd. Connect with the speakers at a conference you're going to in a month or 2 months. Connect with them ahead of time and say, I'm really looking forward to seeing your talk at the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference. I'm hoping we get a chance to meet and have a chat at some point during the day. That will make you stand out from the crowd, and it gives you an open door to get to meet these people that will hopefully be influential to your business when you actually go to the conference. So it gives you the ability to kind of put a little gas and fire under your existing networking efforts. Does that make sense?
It does, actually, and I've got a conference that's coming up in a week and also in a month, and I'm thinking, aha, those are the things that I should be doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it doesn't always have to just be conferences. It could be, you know, maybe you are part of a business organization. Maybe you're part of a chamber of commerce. You can kind of take the chamber of commerce directory or the business organization directory and cherry pick, right? Go through it and say, okay, you know, I really want to get to know these 25 attorneys. So you're going to connect with them, but your connection request in that case isn't going to be, I want to get to know you because you're an attorney. It's going to be, hey, I'm a new member of the Princeton Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I'd love to get, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know more about the members, right? So you're taking organizations that you're already a part of, networking or business organizations or industry organizations, and you're just using that as the impetus to make the connection, but really you're going to go through it and cherry pick and see who's valuable to you. You know, there's other ways you can do this. You can quite literally just use LinkedIn search parameters, same kind of thing, especially if your business is somewhat location-based. You can, you know, do a search of, you know, whatever your, you know, I mean, I know this doesn't apply to your audience, but your audience can apply it to what is valuable to them. Real estate agents within 50 miles of this zip code, and then you can connect with them, but literally be saying, I love being connected to other local business owners or other local business professionals, right? So you want to do something to personalize the invitation, but you can do it in a way that it's still copy and paste because you know everybody in that search result is going to have that same parameter, right? So those are how you start to build out your network once you've got that profile done, and that's a proactive way of building a network chock full of people that could be valuable to your business. How cool is that?
It's very cool. I'm sure there are some best practices related to connecting with people. As an example, I received an invitation to connect with a guy who's a financial planner. And he offered me the chance to talk with me about how he can help me with planning for my retirement. Now, I'm already retired, and quite honestly, I don't need any help planning for it. And I didn't respond to him. And then he sent me the same message about a week later, but a little bit more aggressively. You know, I haven't heard from you, and I offered you this opportunity. And I responded to him, and I said, thank you very much, but I don't need assistance. And then he sent me the message the third time, even more aggressively. We've connected. We've been connected for 3 weeks, and you haven't taken advantage of my invitation. So this time I sent him back a message that said, I've already responded to you. Please see that I contacted you on September 7th. Please do not ask me this again. Now, I haven't heard from him for about a week, so I'm hoping that that's taking care of the issue. But I'm interested in your take on what you say when you connect with a new person and the best practices related to trying to establish a relationship with that person.
Well, that's what you just described is definitely the what not to do scenario. And frankly, you were a lot kinder than I would have been. I would have just blocked him and reported him. I wouldn't have even responded because clearly that's just going out to everyone. It's automated. And while I'm a fan of automating what you can automate, you have to do it in an authentic way. So basically, what LinkedIn has recently gone through a lot of updates. The user interface has completely changed. And one of the really good things about this update is that now when you go to connect with somebody, under all circumstances, at least from what I can see, you get the option that says, you know, it's always best practice if you customize this. Would you like to customize this invitation? Prior to this, you would sometimes hit a button to connect, and the next thing you know, they had already gotten the invitation, and you didn't get the opportunity to customize it. On certain pages, in certain ways, when the sun and the moon and the stars were connected properly, right? You just never knew when that was going to happen. Now, in almost all cases, or all cases from what I can see, that doesn't happen anymore. When you click the button that you want to connect with someone, it gives you the opportunity, a button pops up that says, would you like to customize this? And I say yes, in all cases you should do that. And again, just give them something. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. You don't have to dig through their profile and see that you both went to the same college or, you know, and that you would both go to the same, connected to the same yoga studio or whatever. You can literally say, you know, we're both local business professionals or something that gives you a credibility to want to connect with them. But I don't want you to spend hours and hours and hours on this. So that's why I like to kind of batch it. If you're in an organization, go through the organization and then you can copy and paste that same message to all of the connection requests. I personalize the first name, you know, but you can copy and paste that to all of the people in the organization. And that gives you the basis for the connection. From that point forward, what your connection did was he went straight for the sale. As far as I'm concerned, the way I do it and the way I teach it and the way my clients have the most success is when I make it all about my connection request as long as I can. So at that point then, let's say you do that, I'm going to say 20 times a week. So you send out 20 invitations a week. And then maybe once or twice a month, you can look at your connections that have connected back with you. Because not everybody connects back right away, and that's nothing you should take personally, right? Sometimes it just takes a while for people to go through their connection requests. So you go through the people that have connected with you, and that's where you may want to look at their profile. You may want to just take a pop over at their profile, see you both went to the same school, see you both live in the same town, whatever it is that you can offer as a connection request. Or maybe it's just that you're really interested and intrigued by what they're doing. They wrote a book that you read, or they wrote a book that you want to read. And at that point now you want to just write a message that says, you know, hey Joe, thanks so much for connecting with me. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better. So cool that you just came out with your first book. I'm going to look for it and check it out because I'm really interested in the topic of blah, blah, blah. And this, the next line here is the most important line. I'm always open to collaboration conversations. So we all like to collaborate, but we don't like to get sold to. If your financial planner friend had said to you, you know, hey, Pat, I'm always open to collaboration conversations, you might have gotten on the phone with him, and he might have had an opportunity at that point to tell you something about a product that might intrigue you, and maybe not, right? Or maybe at the very least you can say, you know what, Joe, I'm really good, but I think you may want to meet my friend Susie. You know, so if you approach it as a collaboration conversation, then jamming your products down people's throats, you're much more likely to develop actual relationships. And that's what I mean by digital networking. You know, you wouldn't walk into a networking event and walk around to people, stick their hand out, or at least I would, and stick their hand out and say, hi, I'm Karen Yankovic, and you need to buy my LinkedIn products. Right? I wouldn't do that in person. I cannot do that on LinkedIn as well.
That's a great way of expressing it, and it shares the difference between forming a relationship and going for the sale, as you said.
Yeah.
I know Absolutely. That most consultants are are curious about using LinkedIn in order to identify attorneys who are within their specific geographic area and do searches for attorneys and then extend the invitation to connect. So do you have any tips on the wording of that type of invitation under that circumstance?
Well, I think you want to be careful. I think attorneys are often really cautious about LinkedIn. They have some, I don't know if it's license parameters, but they have some legal parameters about things like they can't get recommendations, they can't get endorsements, because those kind, you know, they can, but under certain circumstances. So I think you want to approach that also very cautiously. And I think the approach doesn't change all that much. Mm-hmm. I think you need to be cautious. You need to be sure that, you know, again, you want your profile to speak for you. You want to have taken the time to create a profile that establishes you as an expert in that field. So when you make that connection request with the attorney, they're going to be interested in getting to know you, right? Because you're a rock star. You've positioned yourself as a rock star. So of course they're going to want to accept the connection request and get to know you better. So I don't think it changes much. I think what might change maybe is the absolute front end, and you want to make sure your profile does a lot of the speaking for you.
We interrupt this show for a word from our sponsor. Do you remember this wording? Before we continue, I'll share a resource that directly helps LNCs make sense of social media. I wrote a book specifically to address the power of social media in helping LNCs attract clients. You'll use it to discover how to use common social media platforms so you can decide where to invest your time. Social Media for Legal Professionals is an essential book for legal nurse consultants. In Chapter 1, I give you an introduction to social media, and Chapter 2 focuses on the role of social media in relationship marketing. The third chapter discusses Facebook. The fourth chapter focuses in on marketing with Twitter. In Chapter 5, I devote an entire chapter to LinkedIn. Chapter 6 covers websites and blogs. Chapter 7 covers branding. And Chapter 8 gives you an overview of video marketing for legal professionals. You can get this book at a 25% discount by using the coupon code of LISTENED in the shopping cart. Use this link for ordering, lnc.tips/social book. That's LNC, that's http://lnc.tips/social book. Well, let's talk about the tips for making your profile shine. What would you suggest that legal nurse consultants concentrate on?
You know, I think that you need to make it clear the kind of expertise you have. So if you have an expertise, and I don't, you know, I mean, I have a really general knowledge of what your audience does, right? So mm-hmm. So if your expertise is, you know, accidents or cancer patients or whatever, you want to make that really clear. The more specific you can be about what your expertise is, the more people are going to want to get to know you. Take your financial consultant, for example, Pat. If your financial consultant's profile had said, I am a financial expert that helps women over 50 create a retirement that allows them to comfortably travel the world or something like that, you're going to be much more interested in talking to that person as opposed to, I'm a financial consultant, right? So think about that. If there's an area of expertise that you specialize in, definitely put that on your profile. If there's a geographic area that you work in, put that on your profile. You want people to look at your profile and say, I need to speak to her, or I need to speak to him. And you want to, and it's okay if people look at it and go, well, that's not really who I'm looking for, because it eliminates it on your end as well. It doesn't mean you can't help some of those other people, because sometimes when you develop relationships with people that have found you because of your niche and your area of expertise, they may bring you other types of business as well. But I think the more clear you can be about, as specific as you can about your niche, and as narrow as you can. I know that may seem a little, you know, it may seem that it's defeating the purpose, but it's actually not. The more narrow you can be on your niche, like your podcast, Pat, has a very narrow niche. And that is what helps you become really successful with this. So don't be afraid to do that on your profile as well. Make sure that you're extremely confident, right? You don't want to say, I'm pretty good at this. Lawyers don't have time to figure out if you're good at this or not. You have to tell them there is nobody better than me. Right, and that's what, and you have to be really confident when you approach that with your profile. In your summary, you've got 2,000 characters where you can go into detail a little bit, and you can say, you know, I'm so passionate about getting to the bottom of these situations. I've successfully, I don't really know what you do, so it's hard for me to go any further. But you know what I mean. You can dive a little deeper and have them, you know, really kind of maybe go into a little story about something you've done. That's obviously, you've got to make sure you can legally talk about it. But you know, maybe go into, you know, talk about some of the successes that you've had. This is what makes it not a resume, and makes the clearer and the more professional you sound, while also sounding like you're approachable, right? Like, you don't need to be third person to sound professional. It doesn't have to say, Pat has worked on 25,000 cases. Well, you don't need to, that doesn't make you sound professional. It just makes you sound aloof, right? What makes you sound professional is that you're using proper English, proper grammar. You know how to space things out. You've got spaces between, you know, your thoughts instead of one big giant rambling paragraph. But make it in first person so they feel like you're approachable and can connect with them, and that you would be a good person to be on their team.
I've also heard advice, and I'm interested in your thoughts on this, in terms of how frequently you look at your profile and update it. You made a mention earlier of something that hadn't looked like it had been updated in 10 years. Do you recommend any frequency of going into your profile and examining it and making changes?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to take a look at what you're doing, right? I mean, it's always good. You might even want to put it on your calendar if you really don't want to stress out about it. Once a quarter, just read through your profile and see if anything's changed, because things do change in our lives and our business, right? Where we had one focus, now we may have drifted into another focus, or maybe we took on a podcast, or maybe we're now blogging. And you know, your LinkedIn profile is a dynamic entity. It's not a static entity. You can add blog posts to it on a regular basis. You can add videos and images. If there's any media that is related to you or what you do, you can add that. So kind of think of it as a living document. I say add to it as often as you can. You, for example, Pat, can add your episodes to it. You can add LinkedIn long form posts for each of your new episodes. And then all of your episodes, in addition to being able to found on your blog and on iTunes or wherever, can also be found on LinkedIn, right? So it's just another place for people to be able to, you know, access the content that you work so hard at. So as far as I'm concerned, it should be a living document, and you should be updating it regularly. But if you're not, put something on your calendar so you look at it once a quarter, so that you just make sure that it, you know, when you read through it, that it still speaks the way you want to be talked about. I mean, every time I do LinkedIn profile reviews, I do, you know, all the time. And often when I'm doing a training and I've got my LinkedIn profile up, I'm like, oh, I need to change this, you know, because things just change so quickly in our world.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good practice to look at your profiles on other platforms as well, on Facebook and on Twitter, and just block some time off and go through your universe. Is that website still valid? Is that information still valid?
Yes.
What do I need to change?
Google yourself. Throw your name in a Google or a Bing search. See what comes up and read through it all. Mm-hmm. Other people are. Right before mm-hmm. someone hires you, they're throwing your name in a Google search. Do the same thing and make sure that what they're finding is what you want them to find and what you want them to know about you.
I know that some of the legal nurse consultants who are listening use LinkedIn to get more information about an attorney that they are wanting to work with or are currently working with. How can the legal nurse consultant use LinkedIn to prepare for that meeting?
Well, if they're using LinkedIn to prepare for that meeting in the first place, that's awesome. That's amazing. That's because you're going to get some information about them. But I'm going to share with you guys a resource that's a little known resource that you can use in conjunction with LinkedIn. And it's, I think it's like $20 a month, so it's inexpensive. But it's called the Crystal Knows, K-N-O-W-S. And what Crystal Knows does, it's a plugin. And it basically has crawlers that goes out across the internet and pulls in information, disk profiling. Are you familiar with disk profiling?
Yes.
It's personality profiling. It actually pulls that. And what it will do is, in addition, in connection with the LinkedIn profile, it will tell you how to approach that person. It will say, be short and brief and professional, or this, you know, go into story. It'll literally tell you how specifically to reach out to the person you're looking to reach out to, or if you're having a meeting with them. It even gives you like template emails that you can just kind of modify to send out. So it's if you're using LinkedIn for that purpose, and I love that your audience does, I surely do, that little plugin, Crystal Knows, gives you the ability to know if, you know, listen, I can go on and on and on and be chatty and friendly, but some people don't want that. And I don't, if I know that in advance, I'm going to have much more success in getting the result I want out of that conversation if I have that information ahead of time. So Crystal Knows as a plug-in to LinkedIn, amazing combination.
And can you spell that again for us?
It's CrystalKnows. I love it so much, I've actually reached out to the founders of it. And I really feel like it's two guys in their basement that came up with it. But it's such an amazing tool. It even has a plugin for Gmail if you use Gmail. If you're emailing someone, it'll have a little squiggly like underneath something if you spelled something wrong, with another way to phrase something that might resonate with that person even more closely. So it's pretty cool.
You know, Karen, it reminds me of George Orwell's book, 1984.
I know.
He's out there collecting information on us based on our social media posts, our blog posts, coming up with a profile of us. It's a little bit creepy.
You're right. And it wasn't, I really felt that way. I mean, I still feel that way. But the reality is, other people are using it, right? It's there. It's available. So if we want to, you know, It's not sharing. I mean, there's still no camera in your living room, right? So the only thing they're going to find out is what you put out there.
Well, there
it's
is.
There. There's
a
other people
right
are using
on my
it.
Laptop.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. You can. I know there's lots of people that keep a piece of tape over that little camera.
Uh huh.
but you know what? And I listen. That's another conversation for another day. I will say this: that information is out there. It's available to us. We might as well take advantage of it the way everybody else is.
Well, that's fascinating, Karen. It's giving me something else to think about this morning. Is there anything else about using LinkedIn for business purposes that you'd like to cover this morning?
You know what? I think that the most important thing is that you are interested in the person that you want to connect with, and let them be interested, find themselves interested in you instead of shoving that down their throats. My goal on LinkedIn is ultimately to get people on the phone. So I have all this social media presence. I love Twitter. I have a million followers. I have a ton of followers. Well, not a million, but I have a lot of followers, and I have, you know, I love social media, but for my business, to get a new client or to grow my business, I look to LinkedIn and I look to get people on the phone. So that business practice, that age-old business practice, has not changed. So LinkedIn, you know, to do that, like to get those collaboration conversations, right, to actually get on the phone with people, that's where you can grow your business. And it may be, you may have a conversation in October of 2017 that doesn't result to business till October of 2018, right? But the sooner you start having those conversations, the sooner you have that lead funnel, that sales funnel of people that know who you are. So take advantage of that no matter what your business is. Start presenting yourself professionally and confidently. Start reaching out to people to build your network of people that could be valuable, and get on the phone with them. See where it goes.
Tell our listeners how they can learn more about what you and you offer.
Yeah, well, I'm at Karen Yankovic across all social media. I would love for you to connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know that you heard me on this show. But I also have a free mini training course. It's called linkedUpRevolution.com, and it's a 21-day, you know, quick, short, actionable videos that takes you step by step through the processes we talked about here today with screen share videos, click here, do this, do that, with a Facebook group to support you if you, you know, run into a problem with creating a headline, for example. So I'd love to invite your listeners to join me in that. Again, it's completely free. And it's, you know, kind of the what the heck do I do on LinkedIn course.
And where can they access that course again?
It's linkedUpRevolution.com.
LinkedUpRevolution.com. All right.
Yep. And join the revolution.
You have been listening to Karen Yankovic, which is spelled Yankovich, talking with us about LinkedIn. Karen, I appreciate you spending time with our guests and bringing in these unique insights that you have as part of being deeply in the weeds of LinkedIn.
My pleasure, Pat. It was fun to be here with you.
And for our listeners, thanks for being here. We will have another show next week. Please send in your comments to me. If there are topics that you would like me to cover in Legal Nurse Business, you can reach me through patiyer@legalnursebusiness.com. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.